there. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and in this podcast, we have inspirational, uplifting, and soulful conversations about the ins and outs of having confidence as a healer and as a healer in business.
Hey, welcome back to the Confident Healer Podcast. I'm your host, Sharmila Mali, and I'm doing another solo cast. So I'm recording this on January 10th, 2021. Dum, dum, dum. Oh my God, right? What to say? I wanted to do a solo cast to talk about, to reflect on the past year, what I've learned. I've been asking the past few guests what the pandemic has taught them. And so I thought I'd share what I learned. And then Wednesday happened. And so I'll share a little bit about that as well. So what has 2020 taught me, looking back in hindsight? And I have a list. Let me grab my list here. Switch over. So what I've learned from the pandemic is to be more forgiving of myself. I found my voice and did something about it. I missed hugging my friends, and I realize, you know, when something's taken away from you, you realize just how important that is physical touch, how healing it is, right? Woohoo, hi, energy healer, Reiki master teacher here, right? And yeah, so those are some of the things that I will expand upon. So first I'll go into forgiving myself. What do we mean by that? Well, you know, the old adage is you're your own worst critic, and that couldn't be truer for me. I have a wonderful self-critic, and I'm being so sarcastic, but yeah, I have somewhat have a love-hate relationship with her. Being self-critical can be helpful, but then it gets a little bit to be too much to where you tamp your own voice down, to where you lose confidence. And as we have been listening, if you have been listening, if not, if it's your first time listening, welcome. So what I do is I talk to other healerpreneurs about how they handle and cultivate confidence in their healing business. And this is coming out as a healer, making the transition from what they were doing before, because usually it's some sort of, you know, 9-to-5, into transitioning into a full-time practice or some type of practice business of doing their healing work in the world. And during the pandemic, at the beginning I was like, okay, yeah, I'll make these videos like once a week, and, you know, to help people just get through it and, you know, provide tips and talk about what I was going through. And I did none of that. I felt like, who am I to offer anything? Nobody wants to hear from me. Just really coming down hard on myself. And I spent a lot of time online just reading stuff about the virus and watching people talk of have different opinions about whether or not, well, like the regular flu kills lots of people too, to that, to masks and whether or not. So I was reading about whether, you know, herd immunity versus everyone staying inside and the world stopped. And so that took, I don't know, a lot of my time, but I also was taking a break, right? I was doing very rigorous body work, and so for me, I was glad to have some time off, quite frankly, because I needed it. It was a good break. And I don't know, I think there was a part of me that felt like, I don't know why I couldn't do the videos, thinking that I had, I think I already said this, like nothing to offer. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, reflecting on that and forgiving myself, because it was just making it worse. The, you know, the harder my inner critic came, the more small I felt. And so that resulted in not producing any videos that I wanted to do. So yeah, self-forgiveness, lots of forgiving myself. And that will come into play a little bit later, as I'll talk about some of the dealing with people that you know and love, that you're friends with, that have opposing political views as you. And maybe it's dogma, you know, opposing dogma as well. So then the other thing that I learned was that I was able to find my voice. I, you know, would make a video every now and then or do a Facebook Live regarding healing. I didn't feel confident enough. And what I've learned is like, oh no, your voice does matter. And that resulted from the big George Floyd protests that happened after he was murdered. And I don't know why that I felt like I could have a voice. Maybe because I was supported by my other friends that are also Black and women of color. I think because I had so much time off, I felt like I needed to contribute. I needed to add my voice to it, because I felt like, no, what I have to say fucking matters. What I think matters. And if I can add to the conversation, I think finding my voice and finding something that I was really passionate to speak upon that also included my healing work of building self-compassion and compassion and love and self-love. And this podcast is a result of that. I don't know, I felt like that those protests kind of galvanized me, because I was galvanized my energy to feel like I what I said needed to matter, because it felt like when I see another Black person being killed, I feel like that could be me. And that could be someone else that I know. And that I want to contribute and to help people like overcome whatever stereotypes that they have about other people that they don't know much about because they haven't had a lot of interaction with. So part of doing this podcast is also elevating healers that I don't normally hear from in this community. And that is BIPOCs, Black and Indigenous people of color. And then to include LGBTQIA+ BIPOCs as well. And the more you see people like yourself being represented in different types of communities, the more you feel empowered to pursue the things that you wanted to pursue. I don't think for me, you know, pursuing Reiki and energy healing was hindered because I didn't see any other BIPOCs. It was just hindered by my own BS, my own inner BS. And I'm being hard on myself, I realize. But I think it's important to have that representation. So that's the purpose of this podcast, is to be inclusive of BIPOCs as well as non-BIPOCs. The other thing that I learned from 2020 is the importance of loving, compassionate touch, because there's all kinds of touches, right? Compassionate and consenting. There you go. Consenting touch. So missing hugging people, like not being able to hug my friends. That was, yeah, that's still, that one still hurts because we still can't. I had, in September, my brother and I, we drove across country to see our grandparents and parents. And we had, our parents had come to California earlier in the year, and but to see them, to see, and my grandparents, they're 80 and 90, in their 80s and 90s, and you know, we couldn't hug them. My uncle got COVID while I was in Florida, and we couldn't go visit him in the hospital. Yeah, the power of touch is powerful, is healing, and being able to smile and hug and greet your friends, like, I miss that. I really, really miss that. And it just, when we go back to, or when this whole thing is over and we're able to not wear masks and be in the room together and the world opens up a little bit back, the world opens up more and being able to hug people, I think you, me, and people who did hug each other or shake hands, it's going to have a different meaning for a while. It's going to, and then we'll probably go back to taking it for granted. It's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to not be able to do. So yeah, it's 2020 was a lot for everyone. And then Wednesday. So it was just too much to dive into everything that was fucking wrong with that. But I'll just say that I think in the future, when there's BIPOCs protesting, I don't think you need to call the National Guard. Or I'm just noticing that, oh, they were able to just go in, and a lot of those Capitol Police were overrun. Some of them let them in, let the mob in, and it just really speaks to how deep the institutionalized racism goes. So, but what I want to talk about is, how do you handle when your friends or family members and or family members have the opposite view of you, have the opposite political affiliation, or have opposite dogma? Like, I was talking to my friend who you will hear, Shauna, in two episodes from now. She was saying, like, you know, that's part of the spiritual path too, right? It's not easy. It's not pretty to navigate those waters. And to the point, you know, that's why I never understood, like, wow, like, why people don't talk to each other about that at dinner. And because, yeah, it can get really heated. And then people start insulting each other. And what is the best way to deal with that? I've been thinking of that as a friend of mine has been, who has an opposite view of me, who is, we've been going back and forth on my Instagram comment section. And, you know, I think you have to find the unity, the humanity, what you have in common, besides being human, but remembering their humanity and remembering what, that they're just as passionate as you are, because you both want the same things, right? We all want the same things. We want to be healthy. We want to have a prosperous life. If we have children, we want them to prosper. We want them to have good schools and be able to eat and grow into healthy, tax-paying, voting adults. And I think, you know, just the basics, just remembering that, even though you might be really angry and they're probably really angry too, and not to stoop to insulting someone. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. But if you're interested in keeping friendships, if you're interested in dialogue and understanding where another person is coming from, being able to come to them and have a conversation, have an exchange when you're both kind of calmed down, and then it kind of ramps up as you try to get your points across. How do we come back from being so divided, having ideologies that are completely different? And right now, you know, there's a lot of lies being thrown around, and how affected, no matter who you are in the political spectrum, how affected we are by the media and how there is a narrative being pushed, and how if you omit something and amplify one thing, how that can sway your viewpoint. So it's just important to realize that they're just the same as you, just have another way of thinking about things. And the beauty of diversity, right? Not only in ethnicities and racially, but in thoughts. So, yeah, forgiveness, right? Forgiving yourself for judging them. Forgiving them for judging you. Forgiving yourself for if you've insulted them, for insulting them. Forgiving yourself for coming down to a level you thought you'd never see yourself at. In this age of cancel culture and identity politics, we forget our humanity. And then I can also go deeper into identity politics and saying, well, that's why there's identity politics, because we don't feel represented. We don't feel represented. You don't feel like you're being represented because of the gender or the non-gender in some cases, right? And the color of skin. I was really angry. I know I don't sound angry now because I'm more contemplative. I've had a few days to recover. And I just hope going out that we speak up, take action, calling your congresspeople, senators, local representatives. And I don't know if you can hear that. It's the chime in the background. But yeah, I just hope going forward for 2021 that it is putting all of the things that we were contemplating last year and keep implementing them and growing and expanding ourselves, and to find a way to be less divisive when we are exchanging viewpoints or fighting about our viewpoints, is to still come back at the end of the day, do a handshake and hug. Yeah, hugs. Hugs are great. And be able to walk away just having a little bit more compassion for the other person. Not in a... and not the... not patronizing compassion, like, I feel so sorry for you. Right? But real compassion. 100% deep within your soul. Just, okay, let's be compassionate toward each other and have a compassionate, passionate debate. And keep it where we don't have to insult each other's character. Happy 2021. May you have beautiful moments of the highest love you can experience. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time on The Confident Healer. Bye.
Want to know more about how to contact my guest? Then go to theconfidenthealer.net. This is also the best place to listen to the podcast. And while you're there, click subscribe to rate the show. Let's get those algorithms working to get this podcast to the masses. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.